I'm John Brody, and this is Rock Around the World. This week, we'll be doing some catching up in various areas. There'll be new releases from Boxer, Argent, and Kevin Ayers, plus an interview about big-time rock with David Coverdale of Deep Purple. Our scheduled concert with Dr. Feelgood had to be postponed because of technical problems, but Rory Gallagher will be filling in for the Feelgoods with an energetic live set recorded in a studio during his most recent tour. All this and more will be coming right up, so stay where you are. Why do we never?
Europe's most acclaimed new band with a dynamite follow-up to Desolation Boulevard. Their new album is Give Us a Wink. Give Us a Wink by Sweet, featuring their new hit, Action. Everybody wants a piece of the action. If you're looking for action, you'll get it. Everybody needs a lane. Give Us a Wink, the new album by Sweet. On Capitol Records and Tapes.
Action! 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 Action!
Kevin Ayers has a hardcore following who are rejoicing these days at the release of Odd Ditties, a collection of 14 previously unreleased songs. We'll be listening to a 1970 track called Gemini Child from that album. It'll be followed by All the Time in the World from Boxer, one of London's hottest new bands featuring Mike Paddo and ex-Jeff Beck drummer Tony Newman.
Thank you.
Arjun is a band that's fairly well known in America, but since they haven't appeared here in a while, it's a pleasure to hear a new album from them. Titled Counterpoints, it presents a variety of songs. This is Rock and Roll Show.
Oh, and bore a wound was I left him crying. But in his dreams they kissed him clean. He heard them sighing.
The last thing you heard was The Greatest Story Ever Told from the debut LP by City Boy, a new English band that everyone here at Rock Around the World thinks shows promise. Stay tuned for an interview with David Coverdale of Deep Purple as Rock Around the World continues.
Now, the new album by Sweet, Give Us a Wink. But first, you want a little action?
Do you want action?
Then you got it.
Everybody needs a main attraction.
The incredible follow-up album to Desolation Boulevard is called Give Us a Wink.
So you think you'll take another piece of me?
Get a piece of Sweet, their new album Give Us a Wink on Capitol Records and Tapes.
When a band reaches the level of popularity that Deep Purple has, the simple acts of making music and then playing it live can become incredibly complex. It's the world of big-time rock, and we thought it would be kind of interesting to check it out. So we cornered David Coverdale, lead singer for Deep Purple, and asked him about what it's like to play Deep Purple music.
Well, the market is saturated now. You know, every week there's George Harrison's playing here, you know, Elton John somewhere else, West somewhere, you know, Queen are playing. There's bands coming all the time, you know, which is, it makes more demands on the performers to perform better. But the thing, what I've noticed so remarkable about this tour is the security in the halls, you know, which is blowing, it's really blowing me out. I can't understand it, you know. Like, we get a tremendous welcome wherever we go. But that welcome at times is dampened by the fact that there's a couple of heavies with nightsticks standing around. And that's really disappointing, and I don't see why the kids should have to put up with that. They're only going there for the physical and the emotional release, you know, from everyday situations. And to then stare into some redneck cop's nightstick isn't exactly my idea of an entertaining evening. You know, you get, and there's no band in the world who doesn't say, come on, get up, enjoy yourselves, because, geez, that's what we're there for, you know. And then to see them put back in the seat by some, yeah, last night apparently they all got up as we left the stage. Yeah. And I didn't see this, but apparently three cops came to the front, patting the guns and doing this. And everyone gets down, you know. Oh, well. What can you do? Like in Providence, we did a gig there, and I was making like rude gestures to... Two cats were in control of, what, 10,000 people? Two guys at the front. Well, you know, there were guys all around, but there were only two standing right in front of me. Who kept the kids from coming forward. You know, they don't want to cause any hassle, man. They just want to get closer, you know. And that's the only personal involvement we can have with an audience is when they come closer and we can shake hands with some. Other than that, the only communication is through gentlemen like yourselves or journalists.
Do you think Purple has reached the stage where the various members try out their ideas on solo albums now rather than within the band?
Yeah, well, for me, Deep Purple is a concept. It's like five musicians who come together because they get off on a certain style or a certain approach of music. We all have our alternative tastes. John is obviously classical. I'm very much into the blues or soul in the sense of expressing emotions. It's things like we're Purple, we're all, you know, it's, as I say, it's a concept. That's why I think people accept the changes pretty easily. You know, it's because if we, any of us, stop having a good time within this concept, then we leave, or asked to leave, whatever. You know, as Richie left, you know, he stopped having a good time. So, you know, now hopefully he's having a good time. He's got the people he wants to work with. You know, like if I stop having a good time, how can I convince an audience that they should, you know?
Deep Purple's music is really so overpowering that it really seems suited for the very big halls. Do you think that your music suffers at all when you play a smaller gig?
To a certain extent, because unfortunately we aren't the most personal of bands. With basically a physical band rather than metaphysical. I know exactly what you mean. It's very difficult to explain. I don't particularly like playing large stadiums because it's, you know, like you can't even see most of the audience. So it's very difficult to get any rapport, you know, with the people. I see, you know, your point when you say playing smaller halls is trying to get to them a little better, you know, trying to get closer to them. We have some of the songs are, I can be carried off, but things like Highway Star, you know, Burn, those are basically suited to, got, you know, explosive sounds, you know, which is not suited to a little theatre.